Obviously, a lot of conversation over the last couple of days about the final few weeks of the college football season and all the different scenarios and who does what and who goes where and all that kind of stuff. For the perspective of Georgia fans, things are pretty good. I mean, look, you got UMass on Saturday. Just don't get anybody hurt.
First thing I wrote on top of my paper, just don't get nobody hurt.
Yeah, don't get anybody hurt. And don't do any nonsense where you're like random stress in the third quarter. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Put them away. Yes. Be up 35-0 at halftime and let all the starters sit.
Yes.
And then let the backups get in.
Let Peanut and them play.
Yeah,
I want to see Nitro play, man. That young man, young receiver. Let's get him some action. Get him involved and everything like that. Because for some reason, I feel like we're going to need this kid. I don't know why.
Nitro Tuggle?
Yeah, for some reason, I just feel like this kid is going to have to play a big role down the stretch for us.
I can totally see where you're going with that. Because, I mean, everybody says great things about him.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing a little bit more of him, right? Got a couple catches last game.
Right.
It's not like the guys that are in front of him are setting the world on
fire.
And who knows? Maybe Carson Beck trusts him.
Because
he clearly doesn't trust some of these other guys.
Yeah, that was and I thought about that name this morning was, with him, just seeing him get in there and get some get some reps in one of these games. Be like, let Bobo make him the focal point.
Sure.
You know, I want to see maybe Lawson Lucky get a little bit more involved. Just guys like that as far as pass catchers and everything. And just not get anybody hurt. Don't get anybody hurt because we have a game next Friday night against a team that's, our rival and all those different things that are very, very well coached.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the best team that Georgia Tech has had since Kirby's been at Athens, baby.
Maybe.
I think it is. I think it might be the best team that he's had since he's been since.
Certainly the best team that they've had since Georgia's been like where they're at now.
Yes.
Right. Because I think they beat him first year.
Right.
But that was.
Yeah. But that was because we were awful.
Right.
But I mean, I think Tech is very good. They got a big game tonight. Also,
they got a game tonight.
Yeah.
You want to familiarize with Georgia Tech? If you have not done so yet, you can watch them tonight on ESPN against NC State, or you can go.
Yep.
It's right over there,
right
Bobby Dodd.
Right
over there, Bobby Dodd at 7:30.
I think that's the biggest thing is that. You know, you go out there, you put on a good performance. Like you say, it's going to be a noon kick, whatever. Being there, I saw that Kirby said that's going to be senior day, so all the seniors are going to walk out with their mama and daddy in them. And that's the thing. Don't get hurt. Put on a good performance, and let's see some of these young guys play. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, look, there's nothing to be learned in this game, and probably not all that much in the final game either. The only thing that the final game can do is hurt you if you don't show up, and Georgia Tech somehow stings you. But the hay is in the barn as far as the SEC play is concerned for Georgia. They're 6-2. If the rest of the league comes back to them, either A&M or Texas is going to lose because they play each other.
Correct.
But if somebody else jumps up, I mean, if A&M gets caught looking past Auburn this weekend.
You see the old Elko thing, right? We just got Auburn on our mind. Like,
right.
Is that game on the plains?
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not – strange things. I always say this about Georgia. Strange things happen on the plains. Don't go down there and get caught up, Elko.
Yeah, I mean that's a classic look ahead game.
Don't go down there and mess around with Auburn.
Well, and here's the thing, like with respect to Texas A&M, they're 5-1 in the SEC, and they've had a nice season. That win over LSU was probably the most impressive thing that they've done this year. Maybe I'm missing something, but they don't have a ton of great wins or anything. Like they're all right. They're not great.
No.
So like, and look, Auburn's terrible. Auburn's having a horrible year. I understand the focus is on next year and the recruiting class.
They
have
a really good class, though.
They are.
They have a really good class.
I know, which is why the focus is there.
Yeah.
Because they're not good this year. But all that said, you're right. Like, don't be too focused on Texas final week of the year and trying to get the SEC championship game and all that stuff, and go down to Jordan Hare and get smacked.
Yeah, don't do that.
That can happen.
That can happen. That place, weird stuff happened down there, man. It really, really does, man. But I think that we all know the biggest game of the weekend is Indiana going to Ohio State, which is going to be I don't know what, because I might pick this. I'm thinking about picking this game tomorrow,
okay.
But I don't know which way to pick it. You know, that's my biggest thing. It's right. I don't know which way to pick it between these two teams because I don't know how good Indiana is. I know how good they are. I don't know how good they are when they face a team like Ohio State.
How could you?
Yeah.
They haven't.
This team.
Their best win is Washington.
Like, I know how Ohio State plays against teams like Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if Indiana is, because, I mean, you said it Monday, I think. I didn't realize this, that they got, I know you were saying he had some of his players from James Madison transfer. He damn near had the whole team transfer.
All the good ones?
Yeah. He damn near had the whole team from James Madison transfer to Indiana.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was like. I know Andy said a couple. like like 14, 15 of them dudes.
Yeah, he brought all the good ones with him.
Yeah, that's good.
So they've been 10-0 before. They were 10-0 last year.
Yeah, so do you think he went in there like how Dion went in there, Colorado? I bring in my Louis. I'm bringing my Samsonite.
I don't know. I think he's somewhere between Samsonite and Louis. I don't know where Signetti's at.
I'm bringing my – some of y'all might want to think about that Porter. I'm bringing my Samsonite up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what you said is that no one knows. That's what it is. For all the Indiana fans that are mad about disrespect, all right, go show them. The only thing that matters is the games, right?
Right.
Well, go show them.
Yeah.
You got the national stage
noon. You're going to get your opportunity.
On Saturday.
Yep.
Go beat Ohio State. Or don't.
Yep.
And then shut up. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Because, like, if you don't, then you can't be mad at everybody for questioning the schedule.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if they go out there and get beat by 21 by Ohio State on Saturday, then...
See?
All right. It was a nice season. It was a nice season.
See?
I hope that isn't what happened, but, like, that's the point. Like, all the arguing this week, it's kind of a wasted exercise because they're going to play on Saturday.
But no,
against Ohio State, number two.
It's not a wasted. It's not a wasted.
Because you can argue, if you argue good enough, Randy, before noon on Saturday, and you're an Indiana fan, you're going to help them win. Did you know that?
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
If you yell loud enough on Twitter, you're going to give the Hoosiers a better chance to win on Saturday.
Well, I mean, we have a Hoosier here.
I haven't heard
one damn peep out of him.
The loudest guy that works at the radio station.
The loudest dude here.
Hasn't said anything about the Hoosiers. I know.
I was actually resetting all of my passwords, but I will say this.
No, you don't have to.
Traditionally, it's okay. Indiana and Ohio State at the Horseshoe have been very weird games.
I was just saying, all right,